Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 15th, and this episode is called You Don't Get Who You Want, You Get Who You Are. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. John 7:24. This is a great maxim for hiring and for surrounding yourself with the right people. Nota bene, someone being like you doesn't mean they are the right person. Like it or not, you attract people who are like you. People notice how you act and are either attracted to or repelled by that. Typically, if they are like you, they are attracted to you, want to work with you, and have a positive disposition to you. If they don't like how you act, they don't want to be with you. Similarly, if they act like you do, you typically want them around. This is especially true with volunteers. You've heard opposites attract? Well, that's typically only in love relationships. In friendship and other relationships, similarities attract. So how do you prevent this from happening to ensure you get the right type of person for the job or task? You guessed it, build a system. This is where knowing human behavior, specifically personality, coming on March 1st, can really help. All else being equal, different jobs are performed better by certain personalities. Meaning inspiring types usually don't make up good accountants or do jobs that require detail and minutiae. Not that they can't do it well, but it can take longer for them and typically they can't focus long enough. As well, it's not something that they're interested in, but they are incredible in sales and adding energy to projects. On the opposite end, conscientious personalities would rather drink acid than sell or meet with people all day long. Each has a specific nature. You can go against it, but it will cost you. Bury your personality likes and dislikes. Unless the type personality you want there is your personality, don't decide based on whether you like them. Having said that, if they have a really bad disposition and your gut says stay away, don't hire or connect with them. Some personalities are very outgoing, borderlining harsh, and may seem strong, but they can accomplish extreme amounts and enjoy being in control. Just be careful where you put them. You need to learn how to assess personality so you can direct your thinking toward what is needed and who fits that need. All in all, surround yourself with people who have character, skill, the personality for the position, and who can tell you when you're wrong. Lord, help me choose the right people to work with and lead well. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.